This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Please have your attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
This hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show, we continue our discussion with Professor Peter Duesberg. Also, I have a guest by the name of Bobby Russell, who I've interviewed before, and he was ensnared in the HIV test trap. And he's got a suit that hopefully will go all the way up to the Supreme Court based on a false diagnosis. Fascinating how this impacts individuals. And so we're going to go more into that this hour. But right now, Professor Duesberg continues with us. We were talking about the immune system, and I'm going to get, this is the segment where we are going to talk about your paper, talking about the prediction of AIDS decimating the populations of Africa. But first and foremost, I want to state it clearly how the era of HIV/AIDS was the era that destroyed immunological integrity, where all prior to that, and you mentioned Jenner back in the 1790s, an antibody meant you were going to live. It meant you had encountered something, you had defended successfully, you've overcome it. And in the era of AIDS, now suddenly it became a death sentence. And this is how they now tell people that you have hepatitis C or that you have HPV, that it's inevitable, you're it's a disaster, you're going to die somehow. And so has anything changed on that? Has anybody pointed out this absurdity besides you?
A few people I meet have done that. But it is, you don't even need any allies. That is so fundamentally, logically flawed, that argument, that antibody is going to be an indication of bad things to come, a prognosis for a disease. It's the other way around. It's an absolute paradox to say the antibody is going to predicting a disease to come. Every doctor, if you ask him just one by one, what can I do against a syphilis or gonorrhea, or against polio, or against hepatitis, you have to get vaccinated. Then you can go have parties in the jungle or where you want to go to, because vaccines are protecting you. And when you say, what about HIV? And then all of a sudden they stand on their head and say,
oops.
Okay, that is, of course, there it's very different. It's just the other way around. But how can it be the other way around? Antibodies are there to keep the virus down, and they work with HIV just as well as with others. That's the reason why Dr. Gallo, our friend Dr. Gallo, had such difficulties finding the virus, because he found antibody there against it. When there's antibody, there's no virus.
So the predictions about decimation of the population of Africa, how do they pan out, right? South Africa has no people in it, right? Nigeria has been, there's nobody there. And Uganda, oh my gosh, the seat of a lot of the epidemic, there's nobody alive there, right?
These were the epicenters, yeah. And guess what? I was blamed of endangering the global public health because I pointed out it looks like despite millions of antibody positives in Africa, the population is growing. Indeed, it's exploding at a rate that has never been recorded before in the history of mankind. Black Africa, which was carrying at least 30 million virus infections and growing, as they said in the Lancet, New England Journal of Medicine and Science, is going to be doomed unless we find something to stop it very soon. So here are the numbers, the very, very basic numbers. That was in 85, 86, 87, when the AIDS epidemic was just becoming very popular. They found these millions. Now, at that time, the black Africans not the Muslims in the north and something like that, but the black Africans were 480 million people. 480 million people. And they were doomed to be exterminated by HIV. And now, 30 years later, they have 1.2 billion black Africans in Africa, wanted about almost three times as much as they were then. That is the fastest population explosion ever recorded in the history of mankind.
So what happened? They clearly cured AIDS with all the drugs and the vaccine. Clearly. Because obviously the population has tripled. Everything's fine, right?
Yeah, or HIV is, instead of killing people, it's helping people to multiply.
Right, exactly. So what is Bono from the band U2 doing out there? They're still raising money for this decimation of the population that apparently never happened.
It does happen at a small scale when they have drugs enough to treat them. Then they also get sick, as we do in this country.
Yes.
Almost half of our AIDS patients now in America, the United States, where over a million are on these antiviral drugs, almost half of them die now from diseases that are not even designated or defined as AIDS-defining diseases. As you know, AIDS is presumably the cause of 27 old previously known diseases. It's a huge
Any
syndrome.
One of which could have killed you if you were weak enough.
In the old days, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But the people who die from AIDS in this country, per AIDS certificates, are dying mostly from heart, kidney, and lung failure.
No, those were not AIDS-defining diseases.
Guess what they are? They are toxicity.
Toxicity
DNA
disease,
chain terminal toxicity. It defining diseases.
This is iatrogenicide, Peter.
I mean, I had to say it, but you're free to say it more than I do because they call me a mass murderer then.
No, it's modern medicine, and their insanity to poison the people back to hell. Those are the murderers, in my opinion.
And it's by prescription.
Yes.
Really, they're by prescription. You don't even have to use stronger words, but it is designed. It's not a side effect. It's designed to kill human cells for cancer chemotherapy, for cancer therapy, where you try to kill the cancer because the advantage you have is the cancer usually grows faster than normal cells. So the fastest growing cell is dying first.
Yes.
So a successful chemotherapy, a rational thing, not a pretty thing, is to kill the cancer and keep the patient alive, even though it's he or she will suffer collateral damage.
Yeah, I call it a game of chemotherapeutic chicken, and it's like the two cars that race against each other. You see who turns first, and you hope that their human cells survive long enough to survive the onslaught, and the cancer cells don't. Again, to me, that's an insane concept. I understand why people want to kill things that they perceive to be bad guys, but the argument of the law of the terrain says, hey, what about toxicity? What about deficiency? What about clean water? What about sanitation, sewage, hygiene? All of those factors that I have argued, you have argued, many I've argued the hygiene hypothesis for disease as opposed to the viral cause of disease.
That is a perfect analogy that you're making. Yeah.
Opportunistics, right? You get toxic and you get deficient. Guess what? You know, organic farmers have seen this. If their soils are sick, as they call it, if the soils lack the minerals, the life forms to break down the things needed by the plants are sick, they end up infested by bugs. And, of course, modern medicine comes to the rescue in the form of a pesticide, an herbicide, a fungicide, etc. So we have a wrong way of thinking in my perspective. It is a paradigm deficiency, if you will, a paradigm deficiency disease. Our paradigm is wrong in looking at disease causation.
Yeah, at least we see on that one. We see on that And I think it's more and more people, and I talk to, they're not as fiery about the virus anymore, but the sanctions still persist. I have not been able to get one research grant in 25 years. I mean, in that regard, I'm indeed an outstanding, almost hero, to stay to have a laboratory as small as it is, going without ever getting once a federal grant in 20-some years.
Oh, my gosh. It's like Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer in time for Christmas, but you're not invited to play any reindeer games.
Never. I'm not. It's cool. It's odd because so many grants of my peers, although they don't even really directly work on AIDS, are based on doing something relevant to help AIDS diagnosis and treatment and rejection and cancer. So they cannot afford to say, okay, Duisberg is doing what we are all supposed to do, ask basic questions, even if they generate unpopular answers. That is the last thing they can afford until they have 10-year or ideally retirement. Henry Bauer, have you heard?
We've interviewed Henry Bauer over the years as well.
Yes, he's a good guy, but he's safely retired, so he's protected. And I should be retired too. I could if I were just a desktop scientist, but with a laboratory, if you retire and you have no lab and you cannot do anything anymore in the laboratory, you very fast lose that touch that you need.
Sure. Well, you could always join me on radio every day.
That would be fun. Yeah, this may be coming soon when they really close the lab. But you know, this fact that they already tried, you know, there was a misconduct investigation against me, which, like the Dr. Gallo, because I was going to global public health, that was the charge. Anonymous charges from outside. The president of the university ordered a misconduct investigation, and I was exonerated. So it's difficult to throw me out now because I was exonerated.
Yes, beautiful. I love that.
Now, but it's not that they say, okay, now we'll restore your glory. We give you a grant and we give you a salary.
Right.
That they don't do either.
Here's not even a lollipop. Not that you'd want one. But folks, if you haven't been already to Peter's site, Duisberg.com, Duesberg.com, we have it linked up in the show notes. And there are many hours of archives from this date in history, as well as additional interviews with Professor Duisberg and some of the other folks that we've mentioned, some who we haven't, on this very subject. And we'll continue to talk about it until we don't have to anymore. And I'm so grateful for you, Peter. And where can people find this published article we've discussed about the predictions that didn't come to fruition about the decimation of the African population?
If it's not listed there, this one that I sent you, for example, is from the Italian Journal for Anatomy and Embryology, is you can get it actually for free on Google.
Okay, we'll make sure that there's a link to it for everybody. Do you have a few more minutes or do you have to run?
Yeah, no, have a few more minutes.
All right,
sure. Or you can get it from me. Just send an email to me. I would like to have the following reprints.
All right, stand by. We're going to wrap it up with Professor Duisberg. I can't get enough of him after this.
Or get it, ask Robert Scott Mellon, and you send it to me. But they can send directly to me and say, I would like the following reprint.
Long-time listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water. The molecular hydrogen we get, go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available, and now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If you talk, they will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Hear you. You can do it if you try.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Now, Professor Duesberg, I promise you, it shall not be. I don't know how long it's been since I've had you on the show. That's why I'm not letting you go this quickly.
About
it's been
24 hours now.
Yes, too long. So
you had me on the show.
I will not let that much time. As long as you're amenable to joining me anytime, I love to. We've had great discussions even on things not necessarily age-related with our discussions of HPV and the scam of that. You've actually published a paper about that the human papillomavirus being claimed to be the cause of cervical cancer is not valid. It's not sound science. It's not been validated in the peer-reviewed literature yet. An entire industry, multi-billion dollar vaccine industry, spawned around this idea that now we can inject the human papillomavirus in various forms with other adjuvants, again, things that aggravate immunity and damage immunity, to prevent the manifestation of cervical cancer 10, 20, 30 years in the future, which we'll find out then that it was all a scam. But you know it now.
I would like to know, how did you know about it, the HPV story? That was not so long ago, and only after we talked frequently about AIDS.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know how you found out about it.
Well, you know, my radar is always on now. I mean, ever since we connected before. Yeah, so we have a different way of looking at the claims. And you know, my friend, my good friend, also another journalist, John Rappaport.
Yep.
And his extensive writings, we've done a lot together over the years to point out these absurdities, and we can now spot it like we're in the movie called The Matrix. We can see the writing flowing down the screen, so obvious to us. He's still
in L.A. Rappaport.
No, now he's in North Carolina now. He got out of California. I mean, I know you're tenured there, but I would say get out of California while you can. It's crazy town.
Really? So in North Carolina, yes?
Yeah, Asheville, a beautiful town. Asheville, it's kind of like, it's a little bit of California without all the crazy. It's just kind of feels like the West Coast, but it's in the Appalachian Mountains on the East Coast.
You have his email in Asheville. Yes.
I can absolutely connect you guys.
Do you remember David Rasnick? He was
of
with
course.
Me.
Of course, Rouse, I hear from him every once in a while, too. He was with Georgia Tech.
Yeah, he is in North Carolina now, but only for a limited time. But
okay.
he tried to set up some company there, and that apparently didn't work out. So he probably would be more than happy to talk to John Rappaport.
Absolutely. Love to connect everybody. Like to get the gang back together, like the band. Get the band back together, like the Blues Brothers.
That would be, I mean, you should invite us to Washington for conference on AIDS Day.
Yeah, I know. I meant to, you know, I wanted to get out to see you guys when you were hosting those things before as well. Hopefully one day, again, we'll be able to all get together.
It costs a lot of money.
Oh, popular. I know.
And the mainstream, they have all of it.
Yeah, exactly.
Tons of it. You know.
Exactly. Yeah. But I'll see, you know, there might be some other events we can talk about getting you out to speak. And, you know, I just love it when I get to introduce new folks to you, Peter Duesberg. You are a national treasure. And I know that self-effacing as you are, you might not like being called the rock star of retrovirology, but you're so much more than that to me, and I appreciate your integrity within the field of science that you never thought that compromising for expedience or profit would be something that you could live with. And again, not everybody is like that or like you, and that's why, again, I so much greatly respect you for what you do and what you stand for.
Ah, embarrass me.
Yes.
So, okay.
I try to make up for all the attacks, right? It's like a little bit I can do to go, you know what? Don't believe the haters. You are loved. You are appreciated.
Okay, I was just thinking about one other friend. Dach, do you remember Dr. Dach? He is also somewhere close to Florida now.
Okay.
He was a supporter.
I'd love to connect with any of our supporters. Again, over the years, I've gotten to talk to a lot of them. Christian Fiala, you know, we've had...
Fiala. Yeah, mm-hmm. He's very good. Yeah.
Yeah, and
he was on that paper with the HP vaccine.
That's right. That's right, which I've quoted numerous times in my lectures over the past year since it came out, Peter. So even when you're not on my show, you're with me as I'm out in the round working the circuit and teaching people.
Yeah. He's very good. And he's one of those who kept me going.
He has
some money. Yeah.
Beautiful.
And Jeffrey Dach.
Yes, Jeffrey Dach. I remember now, yes.
He promised several times he would help, but haven't seen. Maybe you give him a little nudge.
I'll see what I can do. I will see what I can do. Hey, listen, promise me if anybody ever actually finds HIV.
He is in Florida.
He's in
Willow Cove. Davie, Florida.
Oh, down Davie? In South Florida, where we used to be. I wish I'd have known it when I was down there. Professor, what will you call me the moment you hear somebody has actually identified HIV and found it somewhere, anywhere?
Anytime, yes.
Okay. Hey, this has been a great, great episode of all episodes when we talk about this on World AIDS Fraud Day. Peter Duesberg, I can't say any more nice things about you. You'll blush and you'll fall off the phone or something. So thank you. Thank you so much for being back on with me. I appreciate you so very much. Bobby Russell's going to join us next on the radio. Stand by.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at cancertutor.com.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckenridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first. for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
On bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
I've argued for many years now that if you want to get rid of AIDS, just stop HIV testing. That's it. It'd be over because the tests are a scam. Yet a military veteran, Bobby Russell, who we've interviewed before, reached out to me recently, and it's World AIDS Day. I thought we've got to talk about the human impact of the so-called HIV scam. How these tests ensnare you in a web of deceit and lies to put you on drugs that will ultimately kill you. Bobby Russell, U.S. veteran, was diagnosed in 2004, I shall say, and was put on HIV medication because they said he was positive, but it apparently wasn't. And the story's a sordid tale. He's been involved in lawsuits over that. He's now
over the drugs, thankfully, organic gardening, cleaning up his life, and living healthily. It's an inspiring story ultimately, but he still needs some help. Bobby Russell, welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Robert. Thanks for having me.
Oh, you got it. I mean, you are a living example of why they need to end these HIV tests altogether. Was it a nurse that initially wrote the letter P on you after a test? It was like the Western blot test, and they said, we don't know what it is yet. Here's a P that was supposed to mean pending, and another doctor took the P to mean positive.
That is actually correct. It was actually really a social worker for the Fayette County Health Department under the city of Lexington. Yes, that would be correct.
So you're again, a military veteran. You're out, and suddenly they give you this test, and then you go to another clinic that somehow, I don't understand how they took this and said, oh, that P, that must mean positive, as opposed to pending, which is problematic in terms of liability of a false diagnosis, although I argue that all HIV positives are false diagnoses, but we'll let that aside for a moment, because this is about you and your story. They convinced you that you had so-called HIV, and then you started on these antiretroviral drugs.
Yes, that is correct. For 8 years and 11 months, really, to the day. October 15th, 2013 is the last day that I took my last pill, my last ARV.
Wow. And so you survived this 2004 to 2013. That's a testament to the health of your liver that you survived this. And now you're living a different life. You've realized nutrition matters, food matters, and you also recognize the falsity of the so-called diagnosis, the scarlet letter that they branded you with.
Absolutely. And, you know, even with AZT, one of the most strongest drugs out there, and I was on that medicine for 5 years.
Wow.
2 additional years longer than what it was even recommended by the pharmaceutical industry, but I'm a survivor.
You are a tough, you know, when you were in the military, I wouldn't want to mess with you based on what you've gone through even since then. So now you are, as I said, you're living differently. You understand more holistic concepts of supporting immunity and overall doing well. But you're still doing battle with what I perceive to be the bad guys, whether they meant to be bad guys or not. Wrong has been
correct.
Done here in terms of branding you this way and what has happened to your life since then. So you have filed suit a number of times, and right now there's the next move pending is to submit something to the Supreme Court because they say that, what, it took you too long to respond to the wrongdoing that was done to you?
You see, actually, Robert, the lower court's decision in the circuit court, they believe that I knew or I should have known within 1 year, and that's what the statute of limitations says, from the time that the injury occurred, which that means that I should have known or I knew in 2005, and that is far from true. And the reason why is even in 2009, for example, when things got tough, I applied for military benefits. They asked for me to get my original diagnostic papers, and I requested for the original test results. Those results were withheld, and I was told that the medical file was missing, and I was finally able to retrieve those records in January of 2013.
So they said you had to find out within a year. They didn't even give you the records until 8 years later or 9 years later?
Correct. Yes, that is correct.
So, of course, the battle now is that they say, well, you can't sue. You've lost standing because you didn't sue within a year. And this becomes a big legal morass even beyond the HIV story, which is terrible as it was because, by all intents and purposes, you should be dead just of the drug poisoning, as we discussed with Professor Duesberg last segments. So you're alive and you're fighting mad, or how are you dealing emotionally with this?
It's been really an amazing journey. But the thing was is that I knew that when my case was filed in August of 2013, 8 months after I discovered that my test result was negative, I was told that because of the accident and because of me choosing to only be in relationships with people that were positive, came in contact with someone that was positive and that I was diagnosed now truly as having HIV. But without the medicine, that I would not survive 4 months. And the only way that I could get the medicine in Kentucky on the eastern side of Interstate 65 was to dismiss my case. And someone made a mistake in recognizing what abbreviations represent and mean. And I took a stand for what I believed in. And an injury occurred from an accident, and I want to make sure that this accident never occurs to someone else. So let's, you know, I want this accident to be recognized, and protocols and procedures to be established so that it can prevent this from occurring again to another family or to another individual.
Right. Yeah. How many people have been misdiagnosed this way? Just the letter P, meaning pending versus positive. I mean, this is an error that could have killed you. I mean, you're fortunate to be alive. And I know, I understand. I want to see this wrong righted if it's at all possible. I mean, you've served our country and the military, and those of you out there listening who are moved by this story and want to help. Again, I don't know the outcome ultimately. We're dealing with the court system and it's a mess. But if you feel like you're so moved to support Bobby Russell, we have a website linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. We'll take you to bobbywrussell.com, and you can see the journey. You can read more about more than we could cover in a segment together, but you can also support. There's a PayPal link so that Bobby could get the final, the submission done for the Supreme Court with an attorney that you have to work with here. Is there anything else my listeners should know to help you out here?
I just wish that if I know that it's the end of the year, and if someone can find it in their heart to help me, I'm getting really close to the point of being able to raise enough money to retain counsel for me, to represent me and file my proceedings to the U.S. Supreme Court. I ran out of money in the Court of Appeals, and I represented myself to the Kentucky Supreme Court, and I did that here in Kentucky, but my motion was denied in September. And I understand, and they have notified me and told me that I have until December 19th to file my appeal. And I'm within just $2,000 or $3,000 from really having enough raise to do this. And it means a lot to so many people that really they don't understand. And I'm only asking for a discussion because this is an incident that could have been prevented. And I want to make sure that things like this cannot occur again. Whatever the necessary steps will be, I hope that it will be considered, established, and defined so that we don't have to deal with what I've lived in someone else's life, because it has been extremely difficult. But with my faith and with my beliefs and my willpower, my direction, I will move forward, and I find it a strong purpose in my heart. And I'd just like to note that in the last year, a few months, I have became the director for the Kentucky's chapter for the National Medical Malpractice Advocacy Association. And if someone feels like that they have been done wrong, I would encourage them to visit www.nmmaa.org, and feel welcome to go down to Kentucky and send me an email from there, and I will quickly respond to you, or I will send it over to the president of the organization for your questions to be addressed.
Well, Bobby, with your faith and your efforts, you can move medical mountains, and I think that some need to be moved at this point. And particularly, you know, the things that have been done unto you, you know, after leaving the armed forces. Just horrific. Again, this could happen to anybody. Folks, we've been talking a lot about what I perceive to be the scam of HIV test, which is bad enough. But if for those that don't even know that, they go in and they're given a false positive diagnosis, even though I argue all of them are false. But let's just say you believe in that paradigm. And now suddenly you're sent down a road of massive poisoning of your body to your death. And Bobby, thank God you are alive and you're coming out of, you've come out of it, but yet there's some more that you want to do so that this doesn't happen to anybody else. So again, folks, if any of you are moved, it's not a lot that he has to get up to in order to put this next step together before the, what, January, what, 17th or 19th, you said? I'm sorry, December or January?
December 19th.
So it's a few weeks away, folks. So if you feel at all moved, go to bobbywrussell.com, link up there, send a few dollars over to him in those efforts. I wholeheartedly support them. And if we can do more in the meantime, Bobby, I just appreciate you stepping up and standing up for doing what's right despite what you've been through.
I think it's the right thing to do for my country and for the citizens of this country. And for the name of healthcare and doctors and patients. I believe it's the right thing to do all the way around. So I find it passion in my heart to do what I'm doing.
Now, what would you tell somebody to get, given this so-called HIV positive scarlet letter at this point, knowing what you've been through thus far? What is your message? Is it an empowering message? Is it a fearful message? Where would it fall on that scale?
I know that a lot of people might say it's important to know your status, but the most important thing is to educate yourself and know the test. We have four tests out there in the market. One is an oral quick test that you can buy in the supermarket. The next one is an ELISA test. Another one is a form of a PCR or polymerase chain reactor test.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have the Western blot test. And we really need to become educated as to what those tests represent.
Yes.
What do they identify? And are they specific to a specific condition?
Virus. Yeah, exactly. And the House of Numbers is a great documentary that everybody should watch so that you don't fall for a test that has no standard. And a test that has no standard is not a test that is legitimate. Bobby Russell, appreciate you so very much for joining me today. Everybody get out there and support a military veteran on a cause that's a worthy cause. And I appreciate you so much. We'll follow up with you, okay?
And let me just ask, if anyone wants to share a message, just hashtag it Bobby W. Russell, and I will respond to all posts out there in Facebook world, okay?
Beautiful, thanks. Back to wrap it up with Super Don after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal tea at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma. Your path to wellness begins here.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Famous Footwear supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Thanks again to Bobby Russell for sharing his story again. And boy, what a moving situation it is for him. And of course, the rock star of retrovirology, Peter Duesberg, just thoroughly enjoyed. I have great affection for him, Super Don. I don't think anybody could tell. I mean, just love him.
No, not at all. You sounded really bored.
Right? No, totally engaged. Well, it was like that with the lecture this morning at Soho at the expo. You know, Rob McCuspey's a cool guy, but, I mean, he's a PhD egghead. And when they are able to communicate these things, I can just sit and listen. I don't get bored at all. You know how you can snooze off on certain topics. It engages that aspect or area of my mind. And I hope people were able to follow everything that we talked about. If you're new to the show, I realize it was a challenge, a stretch on the HIV issue today. But I will say, if you need something to help you, it would be CBD. Because you'll chill out, you'll relax, and you might need to do that after the intensity of some of the discussion we had. So get a reach out to our friends at CB Sciences there at pluscbdoil.com, pluscbdoil.com, and we'll be at their booth this weekend broadcasting on Sunday, and you get a discount, 15% off, RSB15, and a heads up, too, if you want your back aligned and you can't afford chiropractic adjustments, take a one-time purchase of the True Align Body System. Cacilia.com. It's linked up in the show notes. RobertScatBell.com. Same code for them, RSB15. You'll get 15% off. How cool is that? I love getting the discounts for my listeners on only the best stuff. So,
that's right.
Super D, I got to get you on one of those. You're getting short in your old age.
Yeah, I don't know about that, but yeah, you know, look, back pain is not an uncommon thing. It's something that I've dealt with for a long time, and it's always great to have tools like that to you know, straighten things out and get you going. Because, you know, back pain, it sucks. Yeah. It does. It can totally affect your life.
Back pain, but you know what's almost worse? Butt pain.
Butt pain?
Yeah.
Oh,
how about 300 years old? How about if you had a note stuck in your butt for 300 years? That's a real pain in the you-know-what. I'm not kidding. Now, who would do that? How would this happen? Why would I mention it?
Because that's a heck of a segue.
Yeah.
That is a heck of a
segue. You found it, back pain to butt pain. What is it? Well, the statue of Jesus that was found, there was a crack No, not a normal. Listen, folks, this is not intended. This is not a sacrilegious segment. I promise you, this is a serious story. A 300-year-old note was just found inside, let's say, the backside of a Jesus statue. Okay? It was a Jesus statue on a crucifix. It's an 18th century statue, and it dates back to 1777. And when they were, how do you say it when you're rehabilitating something? You're caring.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, this thing has been sitting in this church, and so they had to, you know, remove it to do work on it. And there was, it was a crack. Okay?
It was.
They looked inside there, and apparently there was a priest that had written a note, and they say it's kind of a, Jesus' butt.
It's a time capsule.
Became a time capsule.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, again, this is not sacrilege. We're just telling a story here, and there are some humorous asides, and I'm sure Jesus is laughing, too. It's a very funny story. But it's kind of cool, too, because it's written in calligraphy, very careful, front and back, full page, apparently, from 1777, and it contains key information about that period of time, details about popular pastimes, what's going on in the economy and politics and religious matters. Famous people of the time. I think it's a fascinating glimpse because you don't always get that in a time capsule, and no one even knew it was there.
No, it was very cool. I mean, and some of the other things, they were wrote down information about community affairs, highlighted common diseases, children's games, and even named the popular bullfighters of the time. So, I mean, it's I think it's fascinating, and it would be cool to be able to see a translation of that, right?
Yeah, I would like to see. I mean, just like you get a capsule of the time and what was going on. And they even had sports stars back then. This is not new. When you think it's all new, no, a lot of this stuff has been going on, obviously, at a different level. But fascinating. This is signed by Joaquin Minguez, priest of the Cathedral of Burgo de Osma at the time, was recently unearthed. So, anyway, it was at the workers of the restoration, Da Vinci Restauro, apparently. So, anyway, fascinating glimpse into history. I hope one day we can come back and visit this and look at maybe some of the nuances of what was going on in that day and age. And, folks, if you want to move things on out of your body, silver aloe protocol. Don't know if it works for statues, but regardless, pretty cool story. Everybody, get cleansed, detoxify, do your thing. We're about ready for the weekend, Super D. I'm going to be busy all weekend, but having a good time with reunions and folks. We'll be back on board with Stuart Tompkin and CV Sciences and more surprise guests here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, where I simply remind you on World HIV Fraud AIDS Day that the power to heal really is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.